The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor know-it-alls.
Yes, that's right. We're here. We made it. We made it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look who's here with me. The First Lady of Podcasting. All right. So Stephen Fishback could not make it out here with us tonight. So we still have a great show for you. Here's the First Lady of Podcasting that you get to see. Nicole, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Yes, okay. Nicole, what a pleasure to be here. You're throwing me off a little bit because I usually sit here. This is like I'm driving the car, and now you've sat to my left.
Should
and now
I sit over there?
No, it's fine. Okay. It's fine.
I don't want to throw you off.
No, it's fine. Okay, so
Rob is very OCD, so I should probably move.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I can do it. I can do it. So
wait, does Steven sit on that side?
He does.
All right,
he does.
Move. I'm going to move.
It's your first time here. Okay. Anyway, so wow. What's up, North Hollywood? Thank you guys for coming out to see us tonight. We really appreciate it. You like that episode?
It was so good.
Good season?
So good.
Yeah. Look at us. This is like the old days, Nicole.
Yeah. Nicole, it's like Stephen never was here.
Yeah, Nicole has brought her Purell up on the stage.
If anybody needs some,
we'll have a giveaway for somebody. Yeah, no toilet paper yet. Yeah. So we have a lot of survivors that are going to be here with us as well to talk about this. And can't believe it. Boston Rob voted out.
That was a huge cheer when he
yeah,
voted out.
Yeah, you guys don't like Boston Rob? Yeah. Okay. All right. You have to either cheer or boo. That's what I can understand from up here. But a historic night for all of us to be here together to see Boston Rob vote out of the game for the third time.
Is this the first time he's been voted out so early since his first season? In his five seasons?
I think it was about around this time in Heroes versus Villains.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do I know? I'm not a know-it-all.
Yeah. So it was a wild night. We got to see the swap. We have interesting storylines going on all three of the tribes, Nicole.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and so
I am all about these girls.
Yes.
These girls are so good this season. I'm loving it.
Look, if Michelle and Parvati want to take over the know-it-alls, then Stephen and I can retire. They can just come here, and then they just talk about all the guys, talk about whatever.
I bet they'd have a lot to say.
Yeah. So Parvati was so funny in this episode.
Yeah,
I feel like this was like podcast Parvati as opposed to like Survivor Parvati.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll get into everything with Wendell. We'll get into everything.
Wendell.
Yeah. What do you have to? I feel like this is your wheelhouse.
I am all about Michelle on this one.
Yeah.
I feel like Wendell just got like busted.
Busted.
Yeah.
Busted. Yeah. Nicole and I, we've hit it.
We've kicked it.
Kicked it. I can't even get it right.
I know.
Kicked it. Yeah.
A few times.
A couple of times. And it was awkward.
Yeah.
We've got a really great week of shows coming up on the podcast.
I thought you were going to say kicking it.
Yeah, but wow, please. How much Purell do you have?
Not enough.
I will talk tomorrow night to Vesepia is going to be our guest.
Yes.
Excited to talk to Vesepia. Oh, good week to talk to Vesepia after her tribe mate got voted
Boston
out.
Boston Rob, yeah.
We did not plan it that way. Excited about that. And then Lyrsa is going to join us on the feedback show as
well. She's always so fun.
She's always so fun. Okay, Nicole, what did you make of this? Did you think that Boston Rob was going out this episode? Did you see the writing on the wall?
It was kind of awkward in that camp, and like the whole buddy system thing. I was like, someone's got to they got to shut this down, right?
Yeah, I think that this was like a good look at how Rob plays the game. I think that Rob really just he decides what's going to happen, and then his game is like run out the clock. He doesn't, nobody else is allowed to talk about it. Even just going back to my own experience, it was just like, okay, well, that's what the plan is, and nobody's allowed to talk about
anything else.
And if you talk about anything else, then you're in trouble. And it seemed like that he thought he was going to get away with
it. He's gotten away with it before.
I'm sure it was very hard for those people to be able to put the plan in motion. But it seemed like that for Rob, this was a bad swap group because that he was with a couple of guys who were
so awkward,
who were sick of him. And then along with Sophie, who was really not having it. I believe Sophie did say Rob is an a-hole in this episode.
Sophie,
which I've heard before. I've heard this sentence before. Usually
from
Nicole
Sophie
says it
to you.
Yeah, she might have been talking about me.
Yes.
It's like, what do you think of Rob's sister Nino? Oh, Rob's
a-hole.
A-hole. Yeah. And then Sarah didn't seem like she was particularly interested in working with Rob either.
Yeah, they weren't having it. These girls are too smart for this nonsense, right?
Yeah, there was nobody there that was buying what Rob was selling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's been selling it for how many years? Like, it's off the market now, right?
Well, I think it's tough in a smaller group. Like, I think like in a bigger group, maybe that more people are afraid, but there was just like, there was nobody that was interested in, I think that, we should have saw this coming. I think that maybe a lot of us were just sort of naive to think like, well, it's been working so far.
Yeah. I was really hoping Ben would get up and be like, you know what? F this and do something.
Yeah. F this and do what?
I don't know. Talk to Sophie.
You wanted him to get up before they were even at
before,
tribal council.
Ruin the buddy system. Break the rules.
Yeah.
Get into a timeout and, you know,
yeah.
Do something.
Okay. Nicole, let's bring up some guests to join us, okay?
You don't like this duo here?
It's fine. It's fine. But I want to hear from some of the survivors.
Yeah, they probably have better things to say than
yeah.
I do.
But I don't want you to leave.
Oh, I could stay?
Yeah, you could stay.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh, la la.
Yeah. How about this, okay? Could I get a duo? Can we get Hannah? Are you in the middle of a conversation?
Hannah.
Are you okay? You okay? And Jay, can you come up also?
I have to Purell them. Purell, please.
Okay. How many microphones do we have? Do we have, okay. All right, here, you take one. I'll share with Nicole. All right. All right. Give it up for Hannah and Jay. First off, thank you.
Can I say something off the bat? Guys, we have an expert in the house because tonight we saw X on the Beach and we have Jay who was
Jay
on
from X on the
yeah.
Beach.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. This is so exciting. And so, and we have new tribes and we have a green tribe that had to build all their stuff.
I've been there.
And that's like you guys too.
Yeah, we did have the green tribe. We had Ikabula.
Yeah.
Ikabula. That was terrible.
Yeah. And very much like millennials versus Gen X, that we saw somebody go out from the majority of the swap tribe, which is what happened in your season every time after the swap.
People get blindsided.
People get blindsided, and tonight it was Boston Rob who. Do you think he saw it coming? What do you think?
He seemed pretty confident.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, he didn't see that coming.
He seemed all right, but you know what? I really wanted Ben to get up, or even Adam. It's not necessary to get up. Like, they could have just played the game and just been like quiet about it and got to the end. How they did, but
yeah, Nicole, you gotta talk into the microphone.
You're holding it.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
Sorry, Rob.
I think this may have been one of my favorite episodes of Survivor ever.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
I,
Yeah, please, because I walked down here and to give you an elbow bump, and then you said this is one of my favorite episodes of Survivor ever, and I'm curious to know why.
So I personally love when Survivor is funny, and I felt like I could have watched Michelle and Wendell and Nick and Parvati the entire time. I was like, I don't need tribal. I just want to watch Nick. Like, it felt like Nick became his high school self. And Parvati just, like, didn't cut him any slack. She wasn't like, oh, we should work together. She was like, yeah, sweat, boy. And it was so funny. And then Michelle's whole thing with Wendell was so awkward. It was just, like, every tribe was incredible. And, like, every single tribe. Kim.
It was the ladies.
Well, no, I felt, you know, Kim is this powerful player, and we've been shown her, like, awkwardly walking up to people who don't want to talk to her, and now she's finally in a position of power. It was just a great episode all around.
You know, you brought up the thing with Parvati and Nick. Nicole, as a friend of Parvati, should Nick have said anything to Parvati?
No, because we would definitely make fun of you. Like, there are definitely conversations on the side about that.
I don't even know why he talked about it last week. Like, why'd that even come up?
Honestly, though, I don't judge Nick either, because I met Parvati at the, like, pre-premiere thing, and I acted very similarly. So I giggled at her, and I said, Cook Islands, 14.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hannah, do you think that the Michelle and Wendell thing, can they get past that?
I hope not, because I want to watch it. Here's my dream scenario. They stay in the game the whole season, and we just feel the tension, and then they sit at Final Tribal, and they hash out their friends with benefits at Final Tribal. That's what I want. To answer your question, though, Michelle and Parvati are on the bottom, so yeah, maybe they should pull Wendell in. They need to do something, so yeah. This is the real answer.
Yeah. Jay, I thought we saw Wendell flustered also in the confessional. We saw him, like, start and stop, like, three or four times. And, like, really for the first time, Wendell, who's usually, like, a pretty smooth operator, I feel like that he didn't know what to say or what to talk about.
Yeah, he had no game there. He was just like, we kicked it, we hit it. Dude, she was your girlfriend. Just say she was your girlfriend.
Nicole, I wish we would have gotten to see more about what Yul thinks about what's going on here at this camp. Because I feel like that Yul is about ready to short circuit.
I feel like Yul would be like, the calculations don't measure up here.
This is odd. This whole situation. This is very odd.
I want to see all the Survivor players in X on the Beach, like in the X on the Beach house.
Yes.
And actually see what goes down.
Jay, do you have any advice for Wendell and Michelle in this situation?
Expert.
Just be nice and go away from her.
Go away from her. Go away.
Is that the right move? I feel like he tried. He was like, I'm not going to say hi to you. And she was like, we're on 5 feet of land.
I think he just needs to acknowledge the situation and say, I'm sorry. And then move on.
No, I want to hear every detail.
Well, we need to, yes, agreed with
I
that.
I think they need to hash it all out.
Yeah, we need them to go to tribal so we can at least hear the story. Like, what happened?
Yes, yes. I want Jeff Probst.
Jeff needs to get involved in this and figure out where he went.
Yeah.
This is my favorite episode ever.
For 8 years, people are like, enough with the Jeff Probst show. We're tired. It's not a talk show. It's Survivor. Now we're like, yes, Jeff, 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 Jeff.
I think Wendell and Michelle could have saved the Jeff Probst show if he had just had this on.
Yes. Yes. This could be the greatest reunion that they've had on the show.
Live TV, Wendell, what was the status of your relationship? We just kicked it.
The results are in. You didn't just kick it.
Yeah. Also, Michelle seems to imply that this ended badly.
Her feelings were hurt.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
I bet he ghosted her.
Ghost Islander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a round. Good one.
Ah, you guys, you guys.
Great.
Yeah. So, Hannah, it was interesting that we have two different tribes where it's sort of like eighth grade dance, where it's like...
It's so amazing.
Yeah, we had like boys trying to be over here. Ultimately, it didn't stick, but Boston Rob was trying to say, hey, guys over here.
He was the boring chaperone.
No, everyone was just as awkward socially as I am, and it was a dream. It was like, even the tribe that went to tribal council, I mean... You know, like, those three guys trying to be like, we're cool with each other. Like, it was just so funny. How could you not love it?
Yeah, and, you know, it's so boring on Survivor. To try to spend, like, 5 hours talking about nothing is the ultimate endurance challenge.
They did not talk about nothing. They talked about how to eat Oreos.
Yes.
It's an important thing in Survivor gameplay.
You ever have the mint ones? Are you a dunker? Yeah. Did you ever have a deep fried Oreo or a deep fried Twinkie?
I've never had a Twinkie.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm weird.
They're not that good. The rest of the podcast will be about this now.
Yeah,
Twinkies.
Let's just run out the clock and then talk about a deep fried Twinkie the rest of the way. So of course that we got to see your castmate and dear friend Adam tonight be one of the pivotal swing votes with Ben. Was this a good move to go with to go with Sarah and Sophie over Boston Rob?
I wanted him to just get up and be like, "Rob, yeah, we're gonna vote for you, and that's it." I honestly just wanted to see like some savageness in this, but they still got him out, so I'm still happy. But it's been great because it's been the Adam show the whole time for the past like 4 episodes.
Yeah, what a run!
Yeah.
Very, very impressive. Very impressive. What about you, Hannah? Any second thoughts? Do you think that maybe sticking with Rob was the way to go?
In this particular situation, I think that the move was more and more obvious. Mm-hmm. But Sophie's so dangerous and cool. I don't know. I feel like keeping her in is a real scary thing.
Yeah.
She's got an idol. She's got... Yule, her nerd partner, looking good as well.
Yeah.
Where Rob, at least you know where he's, what he's doing, because he's not, it's interesting, like, he didn't mix it up, whereas someone like Tony this season is playing almost the opposite of his game, which is really working for him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think everyone did great, and it's not because Adam's watching this.
But what about just like devil's advocate in terms of that we've seen all season long, people want to keep Rob around because they want to hide behind him. Is it that was it foolish for people to try to hide behind Rob in the first place, or is the time for hiding behind Rob over?
Wait, which way do you want me to devil's advocate?
If it's the right move to get rid of him, why is it the right move to get rid of him now? Or were people wrong to be keeping him around in the first place?
Why is it because he does seem to be very controlling. It's his way or the highway, at least as portrayed in the episode. And I think a lot of these winners want to have fun. I mean, they all have $1 million, guys.
Yeah.
They all roll in their cash. We know this. And so I think they're out there to maybe have a good time and play hard, and maybe Rob wasn't letting them do that.
Yeah, I get
There's
that.
The devil's advocate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that is it. Like that, Rob is like sucking the air out of the room to some degree, where everybody has to play Rob's game.
Yeah. We weren't allowed to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody puts Officer Sarah in the playpen. Okay. Do not try to put Officer Sarah in a playpen, because she will get out.
Part of the devil's advocate, too, is, the three Sele, I know a tribe name, that ended up there didn't vote together. So also they want to get out someone who they don't trust anyways, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We also...
Mic drop.
Yeah.
That wasn't intentional.
Okay. Did you guys have anything else you want to add about the episode of the season? No?
No?
Okay. All right. Well,
it's
that,
great.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's so nice to have you guys here. I want to keep adding to the conversation. PG, are you up for coming up here? Come on out. Come on down. Yeah. I mean, you can hang out as long as we have enough chairs. Okay. Yeah. Or go or leave. That's fine. Yeah. PG, how are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming out.
PG, oh, it's so nice to talk to you and not hear anybody yell at me that that somehow we've altered the course of the season by somebody's favorite player getting voted out because I'm talking to you, PG.
Well, this isn't technically, you know, the normal podcast. So there's still time for that.
Yeah, but people still were like, I guess that we, the last time that we did the know-it-alls, then I talked to you the next day, and then people got on me about charisma.
Asian curse.
Well.
The real Asian curse.
Well, we don't have to worry about that tonight, okay? Anyway, how have you been? How are you doing?
I've been doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yes, it's always great to see you. You can pick that up if you want, Nicole.
It's on.
Yeah, it's on. So, PG, what'd you make of this tribal council tonight?
Oh, the council was fun. This was the tribe that I'd hoped would go to tribal council just because I think there was the most interesting interactions between all the people that ended up on that new tribe.
Yes. So did you think, were you fooled at all or that you knew it was going to be Boston Rob?
I think it was pretty clear that it was going to be Rob. Were you happy? I think it was the right way to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a severe allergic reaction to these high-handed men trying to control everybody in everybody's game.
Yeah. Well, there was a rejection of Boston Rob tonight.
Yeah. It was just super old school and, like, you know, it was so frustrating seeing all of them just stifled and being like, we aren't being allowed to play Survivor. Like, that's what we came here for.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to play your Survivor. We all want to play our own games.
Yeah. And it was wild also that Sarah and Sophie found the idol. Not only did Sophie have an idol, Sarah had the vote steal also.
And they didn't play either of them.
No.
And that was amazing.
They didn't have to. Mm-hmm. And we also found out what happened with the other half of Kim's idol from a couple of weeks ago. That was like a cliffhanger we didn't know. She gave half to Sophie. Sophie gave it back. We'll get to Kim, but Kim has an idol also in a swing position.
Do any of the dudes have idols?
Jeremy has a safety without power.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then the rest of the idols, Denise.
So the women.
Denise has an idol. Yeah. Sandra has an idol. Kim has an idol.
Hmm.
Yeah. So there's a lot of women on the edge of extinction.
The women are here to play.
The women that are here have idols.
This was a good episode for the women of Survivor.
Except for Michelle and Parvati, who could probably need one the most.
But they're hot. They don't need it. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how next week goes. But, all right. So, let's talk a little bit about this, some of these other tribes. Kim with the hidden immunity idol now. She's in this very interesting position, PG, where she's the swing vote where Tony and Sandra feel like they have her, but it feels like that they don't have her.
Being the swing vote is a tricky situation to be in because you have a lot of power, but at the same time, it puts a target on you as well. People know, especially, and obviously everybody knows she's the swing vote, and it could be just as easy to be like, you know what, we'll just take her out of the equation. Like, maybe that's the easiest way to go.
Mm-hmm. Which way do you think she's going to go?
I think she's going to go with Denise and Jeremy.
Yeah, it really does seem like it. That it seems like that Sandra, I don't think really even gives Kim the time of day. I don't think that Sandra wants anything to. I don't think Sandra wants anything to do with Kim. Going back to like even like the first episode where, you know, Kim was like trying like, hey, can I just say hi? Tony at least recognizes that they need to keep Kim involved, but it seems like that. Don't forget that Kim and Jeremy were in the poker alliance together. Yes. That was a thing.
Yes.
And then Kim and Denise, I feel like that they were people that you know, they played in bed. That Kim is the winner of season 24. Denise is the winner of season 25. And I feel like that they probably have crossed paths at some point.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that that's going to be pretty interesting to watch coming into next week. PG, do you like that next week they're going to do the combined tribal councils?
It's always hard, like, knowing that two people are going home.
Well, I think one person is going to go home, but two tribes are going to vote. I think what? That's what, no, that's not what they said. They're both... Okay. Oh, the audience is booing me. Sorry, everybody. I assume that that's what they were going to do because that's what they did in season 38 when they went to down to three tribes. Of course, that's what they did to Malcolm as well. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. Unless you guys are telling me that I totally did not hear it right. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. All right. Yeah. PG, who are you especially following this season?
Like who's
on the season that you
who are you rooting for?
Yeah. Have some connection to?
I'm rooting for Sandra just because I'm friends with Sandra.
Yes. Yes, did you make a ring for Sandra recently?
I did earrings for
earrings
her.
For and what kind
check
of
check out this bling that she's did you make that?
Yeah.
Oh, that amazing. It's so pretty.
Yes. Can you, Nicole, can you describe it for the people listening to the podcast?
It's very big.
Okay.
I did shiny. Sandra's earrings, and then I also did engagement rings for Todd, the winner of my season.
Oh, yes.
And for his, fiance now. Yeah.
Wow.
I think Rob's wife wants some stuff, too.
We can discuss.
Yes. Yes.
The homie discount.
Wow. Amber Berkich Mariana wants some stuff.
No, the Rob that sucks, I wasn't clear.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So do you think that Sandra is in trouble? Now, she still has her idol that she can play for one more tribal council.
I think Sandra is going to be, I mean, depending on where Kim goes and how the next couple councils go, I think Sandra's in a good spot because she's not, I don't think she's really seen as a big threat still. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's going to be that same game where she kind of just manages to squeak by episode after episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I think that Sandra is going to be good for this next tribal. I was asked this question. I do the Survivor pregame show before this because, you know, that sometimes there's just, you know.
You don't podcast.
Yeah, I don't
enough.
Get the podcast enough. Yeah. So I was asked this question a lot about that. Do you think that Sandra could get blindsided with her idol? And I don't think that Sandra is the type of person that idol is going to expire. She's not going to go home and not play it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Sandra's not going home with an idol.
Right. Like, if Sandra has a coupon for something, and the coupon's going to expire...
She's just going to use it to use it.
She's going
to
go... She's going to use that coupon.
Shopping.
Yeah. Because she's not going to let that go to waste. I think that Sandra's definitely going to get through and use her idol. PG, is there anybody that you feel like that would be fun to join this conversation?
Well, who have we talked? We could bring Max up.
Okay, let's talk to Max.
Bring him up.
And I didn't recognize Max because I don't see Tyler tonight. Here you go. You can share with me. Here comes Max Dawson, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Max, how are you doing?
I'm very good. I got a sitter for Tyler tonight.
Yes.
So I actually...
Oh.
That's he's so... with your boys. They're playing Lego.
Oh, who's watching who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Max, how's everything going?
Everything is going very, very well. Yes. Apart from the fact that I now have coronavirus from handling the microphone.
I've been here rallying.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
very good.
You're good.
It's good to have a nurse around.
You're good. You're good. Yeah, would you like? So you can't have enough. There you go.
Thank you.
It's like this all day at my house, Max. Okay. All right. So anyway, so interestingly tonight, Max,
yes.
No Edge of Extinction.
I know. And
did you guys miss it?
Well, we say that, but last week Edge of Extinction was the new hotness, right? It
right.
was like everyone was having this come to Jesus moment where maybe Edge of Extinction could be a good thing.
Yeah.
No? Oh, you guys were complaining about having that Ethan moment?
We like Ethan.
Maybe I have the wrong crowd here.
Yes, yes. Yeah. All right, Nicole, what do you think of The Edge of Extinction? I feel like I don't know this about you.
Well, I kind of binged Survivor the past few episodes. I watched them like in a day. So I really enjoyed the last episode with Ethan going up the stairs, and then on his final trip up, everybody went with him. And
is that like you at Orange Theory?
No, we leave men behind. Yeah, it's very competitive. But I thought that it was nice just like seeing the bonds with everybody. But then the next second, they're all like, screw you, I'm running up, you stay here, and I'm screwing you over. But let's hug after, you know? It was nice. I like it.
Yeah, no Edge of Extinction, no mention of fire tokens until Boston Rob bequeathed his to Parvati. Did you miss Tyson?
I always miss Tyson.
Yeah, we didn't get to see it. It's like everybody else got to have like a moment when they get to the Edge of Extinction. We don't see anything about what's going on with Tyson. But Max, what do you make of this season 40?
I mean, it's been a really refreshing change of pace after last season.
Yes.
It's been amazing to reconnect with all of these players and to see where they are in life, how they've changed. And it's just been, it's kind of like, sometimes I have these times with Survivor where I hate myself for loving it. Sometimes I'm having so much fun watching it and being a Survivor fan and listening to RHAP. This is one of those times. This is good time to be a Survivor fan, right?
It's the funniest episode ever tonight.
And the funniest episode ever.
And to echo what Hannah was saying, this was really like a perfectly edited episode. This is like 5 funny 115 entries will be coming out of this episode alone.
Yes.
It was just such a tour de force from an editing standpoint, character development, humor.
Yes. Like
the emotional moment with Yule talking about Stacey and
Penner. Yeah, well, we haven't gotten to that yet. Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about, so we had, the scene where Yule has that conversation with Sarah, and I thought it was a weird spot to open this episode, but I think that they didn't know where to put it because they're going to swap and Yule's not on the same tribe as Sarah anymore. So I think they needed to get that in there at least before they swap tribes. But then, on top of that we know that Yule is, trying to raise this money for ALS research. And then he's asking for CBS to, you know, match he's going to donate the $2 million if he wins. Then we also had the commercial with Jonathan Penner and Stacey Tytle. And I mean, it's such a heartbreaking story that, you know, so many of us, if you know Penner, you know Stacey, and it's just, you know, it's so heartbreaking to see just, you know, all that the two of them have gone through over these last couple of years.
Yeah, if you were a LA-based Survivor contestant and you've been around for a while, you've watched an episode at Jonathan and Stacey's house. They are like the den parents of the LA Survivor scene. They've been so generous to so many people. They've been wonderful. And what we saw today was an acknowledgement, a rare acknowledgement on the show of the really strong, lasting bonds that you can form with people that you're on the show with, or even people that you weren't on the show with. I mean, so many of us have these relationships that really last and transcend whatever kind of rivalries we may have had on a season or an episode. And seeing Yule be able to acknowledge that, talk about that, and at the same time raise awareness of a really important cause, it was a very beautiful way of starting an episode that for the most part was very lighthearted, but started with such emotional gravity.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. There's a ton of press pieces also today about everything that Yule is doing, and I thought that was really great that they ended up also putting that spot out there and giving out the link for people to want to donate money to ALS as well. Was Yule also making an additional donation as well?
I think he was saying a matching donation of up to $50,000.
Yeah, for people that were going to go ahead and...
So everybody donate. Like, why doesn't everybody in this room donate something?
Yeah.
Be wonderful.
So that was really a very incredible way to open up this episode. No easy way to transition out of that. Max, I did want to ask you that. How glad do you think that Michelle and Wendell are that you guys aren't still currently doing ATF?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, there have been many people who have been, it seems like, taunting us to come out of retirement. Have we talked about Brandon Hance's head tattoo yet?
No.
I mean, I know this is not a visual medium, but Nicole, you got to see this.
This is
breaking news. This is like Corinne and I, like, seriously, it's enough to almost motivate us to start talking.
It's like if he lowered his head and started charging you.
Yeah, it looks like a bulldog.
You would see a pack of wolves, like, running at you. It's like a hyena or something.
But yeah, I not to go into awkward territory too much, but PG and I were cracking up watching this episode. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's not do too much on...
That is
great. Go to
the other awkward topic.
Well, I was just going to say, I like how they have acknowledged the whole, like, it's so meta. Like, they're acknowledging all the past relationships, the relationships that all of the players have with each other now. It's there's no more pretending that this is like just some clean slate. Like, everyone comes with baggage, and it's especially fun, I think, for fans who have been following so much of this through all the years to see all of the interactions and intersections and how it's all coming to bite some people in the butt, maybe, or, you know.
Yeah. And apparently, unlike us, Wendell and Michelle have not been able to move on and mend fences and become friends. And
yeah, but I couldn't imagine if we played together right after, like...
Well, fortunately, I'm never playing
awkward.
Again, so don't worry about that.
Nicole, can you do a Parvati impression right now?
I cannot do a Parvati impression.
Yeah. So you guys were a couple?
Yeah, for about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
We kicked it very briefly.
We kicked it. Briefly. Okay.
I think we can do a whole season of Survivor of people who just dated each other and put them on
like
the island.
Jeff was saying.
Like, that would be a good
Jay
season.
Jay was saying, X on the beach.
Yeah, Survivor, yeah.
Okay. So do you guys have any advice for Michelle and Wendell?
Don't go on Survivor together, apparently.
Yeah, vote the other person off ASAP.
Yeah, I feel like Wendell has some reckoning. You know, we were talking earlier... the fact that maybe the reckoning will happen this season, maybe it's going to happen tonight with like an angry text, but him not saying she was my girlfriend, she kept saying he was my boyfriend. We dated. And
he actually
said,
tweeted.
Hey, we kicked it.
He tweeted. He's something like a PSA. He's like, we kicked it. I was like, intensely uncomfortable during the entire montage.
And that is right there the core of the problem with their relationship, I guess, is that he was not as into it as she was, or he was trying to keep it on the down low. I have no idea.
But how many ladies can relate to that? Right?
Not you.
Not me. I'm actually the Wendell.
What does that mean? You're texting me, you up, and I'm like, new podcast, who dis?
We just kicked it.
It's getting weird. It's got really it's got
somebody
weird.
About to be kicked out.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a question for Bryce Isaiah to address.
Yes. Okay. Oh, check out the Purple Pants podcast this week for to get all of that. Max, anything else?
No, I mean, I'm at the edge of my seat. I'm looking forward to every week again. Like I said, it has made me rediscover and remember why I love this show so much. So thank you, Survivor Gods, for giving us this season now. Of all times, after the abomination that was 39, we all really needed this.
We needed it. Yes. Okay. All right. PG, anything else that you want to say?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both so much. Okay. All right. Let's bring a couple other people up here. I would love to hear from Abby Maria.
I didn't even know she was here.
Yes. Abby, are you around? Yes, Abby is here. And Cole, are you up for it? You want to come up?
He's lounging.
Yes.
Abby's like, come, you're hot.
Yes, okay. Here's Abby Maria and Cole Meadors, everybody.
Welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Here, wherever. You're good. Okay.
This is my first time.
Yes, Cole.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Live Know-It-Alls.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm actually a part of, like, Survivor right now.
You're a part of Survivor. Abby Maria is here, everybody. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hold on,
did Max turn off your microphone?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. No, you're good. Okay.
Hello?
Yes!
Toilet paper, anyone?
Toilet paper? Yes. Abby, I like your necklace. It's like the hidden immunity idol.
I am the godmother, all right? That is my Boston Rob
Oh, that's like necklace. Boston Rob
yes.
St. Anthony necklace?
There you go. See, I have a medallion. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Cole, what did you make of Ben and how he's doing this season?
Okay, so as like playing with Ben before, he's so squirrely. He makes you think that he's like your best friend, even though I'm really oblivious to start with, so don't even get me started there. But you think he really likes you, but he's just plotting to get rid of you the whole time. And if anyone would have stood up to Rob, I thought it was going to be Ben, because Ben does Ben no matter what.
Yeah, Ben and Rob had a really interesting relationship throughout the whole season, going back to in the first episode where then Boston Rob was like, hey, Ben, you better tell me if you don't tell me what you know right now. And Ben was like, homina, homina, homina. And he just basically told the whole thing to Rob. But we saw these last couple of weeks. He was like, I can't wait to get rid of this guy. I don't like him bossing me around. And then I think it probably was sweet for Ben to push Boston Rob out.
Yeah, as far as I know, when Ben comes after you, it works. So, yeah.
Yeah. I believe that this might have been, I think maybe Dr. Mike had said this about how that the problems that Ben had with Rob were the same problems that Ben kind of had with Joe in your season.
Yeah, Ben likes to be in control like Rob. And so when someone else is trying to control him, he wasn't going to put up with that.
Actually, I think it was, I'm sorry, I think it was Rourke on the B&B said this.
Yeah, well, it's...
Want to get my quotes right. Yeah.
Really?
It's definitely
Ben likes being in control? He was
the king of the round table in our season.
Oh, really?
That was his thing. Yeah.
He comes off as really clowny to me this season. Maybe it's his strategy.
Who's a clown?
Ben.
Ben is a clown?
Yeah, he does the dance and everything. He's really funny.
That is Ben's charm, though. He's very disarming, and then he's really strategic.
He's a snake in the grass. So, bitch. I see.
Abby, what'd you make of tonight? Were you sad to see Boston Rob go? Are you a Boston Rob fan?
Well, I was happy to see him go. I think Boston Rob and I would not get along on that island.
Yes, yes.
Funny, though.
It would be hilarious, him and I. The moment that he would be like, nobody's touching their bags, I would be like, motherfucker, really? What the fuck? Who the fuck do you think you are? We would fight as fuck. It would not go well. It would not go well. That little, like, I'm the godfather around here would not go well with you. I'm the godmother. Well, how do you feel about that? Oh, we would fight. We would fight.
Abby.
I'm already red in my face just thinking about it. Worked up. The Italian mafia and the Brazilian mafia, I'll tell you. It's all about Boston.
Hey, Abby, we got a plan. We're just going to all sit here all day.
I would be like, I'm not Madre Teresa, motherfucker. I am Abby Maria, all right? And I got a medallion as well. Got you.
Abby, how is Denise doing this season?
Denise is a powerhouse, as always. She is slaying everyone's hearts. She's killing it. What can I say? She's gangsta.
Yeah, she's in a good spot with one of your other friends, Jeremy.
Jeremy, how can you not love Jeremy? He's such a smooth operator.
Yeah.
I hope he gets that medallion and shoves up someone's, you know?
What medallion?
Boston Rob's medallion.
That you want.
Sapphire token.
Yes, the Sapphire token. So do you feel like that Jeremy and Denise, that two people that you know, are going to be able to work together moving forward?
Ooh, I think Denise will rub Jeremy wrong.
Why? I feel like they're both easygoing.
No, Denise is not easygoing. It's her way or the highway. Are you kidding me?
I didn't know this.
Well, I do.
Yes.
I do. Her and I battle because, you know, so I have personality too.
Yeah, I know this.
Yeah.
Can you give an example of how for Denise it's her way or the highway?
Well, she wouldn't work with me.
Okay.
Right, so. Fair enough.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
Right.
So do you think that they're going to be able to get Kim on board with them?
I think Denise, yes. Jeremy, sure.
Yeah.
It might be complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah, just like Wendell and Michelle.
Yeah, tell me about that, Abby Maria.
Girl. Girl.
Yeah, what's going on with them?
I mean, imagine me being there with Pete. Are you kidding me? No,
I mean,
bueno.
I can just say I've hung out with Wendell a lot outside of this, and he seems to be with a different Survivor person each time, so.
Oh!
Definitely in Michelle's corner. I am in Michelle's corner. I think she handled Wendell beautifully. Damn, I can rap.
Yeah.
She handled Wendell beautifully. Yeah.
Do you think that they'll be able to coexist, Abby?
Well, Michelle is a smooth operator. She's calm and collective.
Yes.
Wendell needs to keep his chill. He's cool. Yeah, I think they will.
Yeah.
Michelle is no Abby Maria.
Oh, who is? What does this say for Wendell's game going forward now that he's been exposed?
See, I think that when this group, we haven't really talked about what's going to happen with this vote, but I feel like that Michelle's connection to Wendell, I think, is going to be what saves her. I feel like that if that group goes to a tribal council, I'm more worried for Parvati than I am for Michelle if that group goes to a tribal council. Well, Cole, what do you think?
Yeah, I think they're both bigger than what happened outside the game, and $2 million is going to be a lot more important than that relationship. Mm-hmm. So.
I think that tells a lot about Michelle's game. If anyone had any doubt on whether she should have won that season, they should understand that she should, because she is playing the game, all right? She's definitely playing the game. Is this working?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, we're good. You're good. Yeah, I feel like that out of anybody, I feel like that Parvati and Michelle got the worst draw on the tribe swap.
You think they can fix it?
No, I don't think they can. I think the only way they can fix it is to not go to a tribal council for those two. Because I feel like that Yule and Nick and Wendell was like a solid alliance.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Poverty's on that tribe. She can charm anyone up.
She can charm Nick. Nick already claimed his love.
So because Nick had a crush on Poverty in high school, he's going to be able to. Nicole, you're leaving Poverty. Abby hanging. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, boom.
But Nick's just going to sit around camp and be like.
All right.
Pure outbreak. Sorry, everybody on the podcast. Yeah, what were we saying, Cole?
I said Nick's just going to sit around camp and start telling his high school crush to do the dishes, and that's not going to go over well.
No, don't do that. Definitely don't do that. But, yeah, I just think that for Parvati, I think the one chance she has is Yule, because she knows Yule from Cook Islands, but I don't think that Yule is going to ever flip on Nick and Wendell. They just have to ride this out and potentially get through to the swap to be able to have a chance. I'm very worried about Parvati. I thought that they were going to lose the challenge, and I thought that Parvati was going to go out in this episode.
But I think if anybody can pull it off, it is Parvati.
I agree.
I don't see the move. What is other than if they can maybe buy an advantage in the challenge to make sure that they end up winning to get to the merge. But I don't know, with two tribes voting somebody out, I'm very worried about Parvati going into next week.
I was just going to say.
She has five tokens, but I think that she can buy an advantage in the challenge, but I think that that's about it. I think she has now three fire tokens, but she has four? Okay, four fire tokens.
She's a billionaire.
I almost broke my teeth.
She's a millionaire.
So I guess that should be her move, to buy an advantage in the challenge for next week, but I don't know how big of an advantage it's going to be. So we'll see. Abby, do you miss Steven tonight?
I'm very clumsy. I think I am impersonating Steven. I just...
No!
Yeah. I just hurt myself with a microphone. I think I am... I just don't have my glasses on tonight, but yeah. And I am super germaphobe, so I'll be Steven tonight.
Okay. Yes, all right.
I'll be poopy pants.
Yes. Yeah. Abby, were you moved to see Penner and Stacy in the commercial tonight?
I 100%. Are you kidding me? I love Spencer. Spencer's in the house. I love Penner. I love Penner with all my heart, and I love Stacy as well. I've met her many times. She's a wonderful woman, and Penner is such a pinnacle of the whole Survivor community. So yes, I was very moved, and I love them. They're my family. So yes, and people donate. Let's find a cure for ALS. ALS, yeah. Yes.
Cole, do you have any other people that you have a connection to on this season?
I mean, I'm pulling for my boy Adam over here. And
yes.
Of course, Ben.
Yes. Yeah. Do you like The Edge of Extinction?
I love it. I mean, I wish I had a chance at redemption on my season.
Right, right.
Because, I mean, it was such a colossal train wreck the first attempt. It'd be like, all right, recenter myself. I'm going to give it a real attempt this time. Yeah.
Yeah. Abby, are you a fan of Edge or you don't like it?
I love Edge of Extinction. Are you kidding me? It's like hope. It's like real life. It's like, oh my God, I have a second chance of going back and doing this again. I personally would love to be in a season with Edge. I call it Edge just because Edge and I
we have. You can call it Edge. You can call it Edge. I know, and I know that you are a big fan of the Queen, Sandra.
Yes! Queen stays Queen! Adios!
Yes. How do you think Sandra's doing?
I think Sandra is doing amazing. She does no wrong, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have anything else you want to say about the season?
Does anybody have any toilet paper?
Not on Survivor.
I'm joking. No, I'm good, you guys. It's just really good to see you. I love all the Survivor fans, and thank you so much for loving me back.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. I want to start. If people have questions, if you want to start to make a line over there, and then we'll start to take some questions. Hold on, Sam. Do you have a? All right. Good. Good. And then what's going on? Okay. No, I got it. All right. Ghostbusters. Yes. Okay. All right. Bradley, you wanna come say hi? Okay. Yeah. If you're okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Cole. Thank you, Abby. Let's say hi to Bradley.
Hey.
Nina, do you want to come say hi?
Yeah. Come on. I don't want to be.
Okay. All right. Let's take some questions from our audience too. Okay. Bradley, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, yes.
Excited to be here.
Okay, excited to have the great Bradley is here, and hey, it's Nina Porsche. Hi, Nina. So nice to see you. That I know you were supposed to be with us in Brea a couple of months ago, and then you couldn't make it out that night. But right. nice to see you here tonight. Yes. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. All right. You enjoying season 40?
I am enjoying it a lot.
Yes.
Just because I was a fan from season one. I saw every single episode except the first episode. So I know all the winners.
Yeah.
You know? So it's really fun watching them all play and see how they play this time around with other winners.
Yeah. Nina, do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea if I ask Bradley about what's going on with Wendell?
I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Nicole, do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Well, Bradley, any thoughts on this?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's take some questions from the audience. So, tell us who you are.
My name's Ben.
Hey, Ben. Okay.
I was wondering if Boston Rob's chances would have been a little better if he had maybe had them do something fun instead of just sitting around, like maybe played a game or something.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Just not have it be so boring and so torturous.
Yeah, that's interesting. So back in Survivor Redemption Island, when Boston Rob had to go and find the clue for the idol, like he made up a game for everybody to go play and like keep themselves busy the whole day. This was like the opposite of that. This was like everybody's in timeout, nobody move. I believe that this was called the Garrett Adelstein to everybody sit here, like let's not talk and. let's go ahead and let's sit here all day. But what do you think, Nina? Should Boston Rob come up with some sort of a game for everybody to play?
Should he have come up with a game?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like the way he played tonight. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that he made everybody go into timeout.
Yeah.
And everyone just sat there. However, it was really kind of fun to watch. I just kind of got a kick out of watching everyone just sit around and make, you know, faces and try to figure out what they're going to do. And I was wondering how they were going to figure out, you know, Sarah and Sophie, how they were going to figure out mm-hmm. to talk to the other guys. Come on, let's vote Rob out. But, I mean, I think it was unanimous because it was just so obvious. Let's get this guy out because he's not playing and
yeah.
he's not letting us play.
Right.
It was kind of like big kids in a playpen.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
Bradley, any thoughts on Boston Rob tonight?
Well, when I said I was trying to play a game like him, maybe I actually was, which was playing poorly. I think actually before the way
yeah, didn't you say that you were playing a combination between Boston Rob and Kim Spradlin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Why not? You might as well just go for the greats.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe I actually was for both of them. I don't, you know. I was for one of them. Tonight Before Tribal was a kind of a fun glimpse for everybody at home to see what you actually do, not usually before Tribal, but on any random day on Survivor.
Yeah.
Just talk about food for hours and hours, and it's boring.
Yeah, that was a funny scene, the way they edited it also, of like just to show you like how long the day was. There was like in that locked-off shot. I thought that they did a good job with that. All right, thank you, Ben.
Hey.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, I'm Brian Clark.
Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
See, we went too low on that microphone.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to touch it.
Okay.
So, obviously tonight's vote was really great for Sophie, but I really want to talk about Sarah because I am a big Sarah stan, and I think, from social media, we're growing in number.
Yes.
Yeah, we're all right. The movement has started. And... But what does this vote do for her legacy? Because we all know that there are only two giant heads on Island of the Idols, and now she's got both of them hanging on her wall. She's blindsided Sandra.
Oh, interesting.
And she's blindsided Boston Rob out of the game.
Yeah.
Does her stock go up?
Okay, Nina, who do you think gets more credit for this move? I felt like that this was more of a Sophie move tonight by the episode, but do you think that maybe Sarah gets more of the credit?
I don't know. I agree with you. I think Sophie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she gets most of the credit for the move tonight.
Yeah, and Sophie has been playing really incredible so far in this season.
It's been really fun to watch her play because I kind of felt like I didn't know her very well when she won her season. So it's mm-hmm. been kind of fun to watch her and hear her talk and talk strategy and stuff like that. So I've really been enjoying watching her this season.
Yeah, Bradley.
I was just going to say, I think Sophie's been playing great, but I think my interactions with Sarah in real life, she'll call you out on everything, and she figures stuff out faster than anyone I've ever seen.
Can you give us an example?
She's not good to lie to, or maybe I'm just a bad liar.
Okay, but you didn't play in a season with her. What are you lying to her about?
Did you kick it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
This is a dangerous game when you're talking to survivors.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, maybe a story for another day. Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Hi. First, I want to say to anyone who's listening to this, if Rob or the podcast is in your town in any way, please go.
Oh, thank you.
I have never understood straight people watching football more than watching with this group of people.
Yes. That's what it's like. Yeah.
When Rob got voted out, the scream was very like Netta getting kicked off of Big Brother Canada that one time a couple years ago. It was nuts. It was so loud, I couldn't believe it. My question is for any of you, with the whole Garrett Adelstein things happening in camp, everyone has to chill there.
Yes.
Have any of you ever felt your game stifled before by someone else's
Boston
presence?
Yes.
or Dina, I don't know, anyone else, that,
yeah.
And what was your, how did you feel about it, and what was your reaction?
Well, just to, in my two experiences, you know, that I feel like that, especially once we got to the merge in the Amazon, like, there was a lot of stuff going on, but I almost feel like, at least around me, there was, I was not present almost to any game talk in 12 days in All Stars because it just wasn't, you know, Rob, that's not what Rob has going on. It's like, hey, I'm the only person who's allowed to talk about the game. And if I catch anybody else talking about the game, then that person is going to be the person who gets voted out. I think he plays like very consistently over the course of his four seasons. Bradley, did you have that experience at any point?
Not necessarily that we couldn't strategize or go off, but it's difficult because you're trying to blend in. And so if the vibe around camp is that everyone's sitting together or people aren't really running off or scrambling, it makes it tough for you to do that. So I can kind of relate, but not to that degree at all.
Yeah. Nina, do you have any similar stories?
You know, with my season, we were in three tribes, and there was only yeah. six people per tribe. So if you have anything at all for anybody to want to vote you out for, such as being deaf,
mm-hmm.
you can't hide.
Yeah.
You're right out there in the open. So, yeah, I felt that. It was tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to blend in when you can't.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much.
So much fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm Kalina.
Hi, Kalina.
I was thinking about the Green Tribe, and I was wondering, should production have kept the Rob and Sandra shelter from Island of the Outlaws?
Oh!
And sent the Green Tribe there.
Yes.
Give them an advantage.
Now, would it have been fair? So the question is that, should they have sent the Green Tribe to the Rob and Sandra Island of the Idols shelter? Would that have been fair to Sandra to just let Rob stay there?
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. That would have been fun. Yeah, it was kind of a waste for them to like use all those resources to build that for. They didn't do anything with it in season 39.
Would the reaction have been bigger for that shelter or for Applebee's less?
Yeah. Applebee's, certainly. So Applebee's for certain. It'll be interesting to see if Applebee's comes back for the winners and the winners just don't even care about Applebee's. Like, we're Survivor winners. We don't eat at Applebee's. Oh. I like Applebee's. I'm not a winner. Yes.
Hi, I'm Kelsey. I think the microphone height is good, so thanks. My question, we've talked a lot about tonight about the pre-existing relationships and how much we're seeing of them on the show. So this has been an issue as far back as All Stars. Why do you think we're seeing so much of it this season, and how do you guys feel about the fact that it's actually infiltrating the show that the audience is seeing now?
Yeah, I think that that's interesting. Nina, do you have any thoughts on why they are showing so much about the pre-existing relationships coming in?
I have nothing.
Yeah. Bradley, do you have a thought on this?
I think they're showing them to be more genuine about the actual strategy. Oh, yeah. To ignore them is to pretend that they don't exist, and they absolutely do. Like, these things matter, right? If I'm at these events with the same people over and over, and we're hanging out, we're going to dinner, chances are, you know, you get on that beach on day one, you're just going to be more comfortable with those people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of the times in the previous All-Star seasons, it's like, oh, well, these people played together on their season, so that's their relationship. But if it didn't happen on the show, they didn't really explore it, and we're getting more of that between the Poker Alliance and Michelle and Wendell, and so maybe we'll get more of that as we go along. But I just think that the audience is more sophisticated, and I think they're a little more open about how they want to tell stories on the show. So we'll see. Thank you. Good question. Yes.
Hi, I'm Zach. Could I do two quick questions?
Sure, Zach.
Great.
But they better both be good.
So the first one, so we've seen hidden advantages in challenges and tribal council. Is it possible that the two fire tokens inside the immunity idol are up for
Yeah,
grabs?
So I think a lot of people had this question after the first week. I think that Nick Wilson had posted on Twitter that he tried and that they were not, you're not able to, you know, pry the fire tokens out of the immunity idol. Which I think is much less impressive as two pieces. Did you see that? Like the skull and then just like the bones. Not super impressive. Okay. All right. What was the second question?
Yeah. So did that two-minute sequence of Rob sharpening the machete give you any flashbacks?
Yeah, I did get that on Twitter. Like, yeah, why does he need the machete so sharp? Yeah. Because it was nice. It was nice that it came full circle because there are only two gifts of me. One is, why does he need the machete so sharp? And the other one is says, Rob and Amber are going to do it. If you look on your phone, there's two gifts. Yes. Yeah, so it's come full circle. Thank you. Yes, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good. So there hasn't been a whole lot of talk about the new Red Tribe, but I'm a little bit worried if they go to Tribal Council.
That's the Tony, Sandra, Kim, yes. Jeremy, Denise.
Denise has an idol.
Yes.
Kim has an idol.
Yes.
Sandra has an idol.
Yes.
And Jeremy has the, all right, I'm going to head out power.
Oh, no. You think
are
Tony...
Are we about to see Tony be the victim of Vantage Geddon 2.0?
Oh, no. To live by the bag of tricks, to die by the bag of tricks. Wow. I hope not. Boy. Yeah, that would be funny where then yeah, it's right, like, right, okay, yeah. Somebody plays their idol and they'll, I'll play mine. Jeremy's like, all right, peace out. Like, yeah, that would be wild. That'd be wild. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, don't put that out into the universe. All right. And by the way, that reminds me also that from one Josh to another, let's also say happy birthday to Josh Wigler.
Happy birthday.
Can everybody say that so we can add 300 more people to the list today?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Josh.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Okay. Yes. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going now?
Good.
Wanted to get your guys' take on Jeremy's safety without power.
Yes.
Advantage, because
you made air quotes when you said advantage. Yes.
Yeah, because like I feel like I'm kind of overthinking it, but I'm not sure because it seems like if and when he plays it, he's taken away a number.
Yes.
From his alliance, which seems like it can only hurt him.
Last season, when Janet was offered that, she's like, "Well, no, my alliance will be mad at me if I use it." So, and Buster Rhymes, "Hey, that's the right answer. You don't want this thing." But for Jeremy, you know, the good thing for Jeremy is that if he was swapped to a tribe where if he was like in the Michelle or Parvati situation where, hey, I'm definitely screwed tonight, he would be able to leave. So that was like a good time that he would be able to do it. But you're right. Like, it definitely is going to be the type of thing where maybe somebody's going to get mad at him for using it. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Two more questions.
Okay.
Yes.
The mic is too high for me, so I'm going to stand
That's
here.
Good. We put us next to a step.
Yeah, perfect. Josh stole my question about Tony.
Yes.
So, no, it's good. What do you think that Tyson is doing watching at home, being like, I was so funny on Edge. Why didn't they show me?
Well, they have him in the preview for next week, at least. So at least that for us Tyson fans, at least we know that it's coming. It's coming for next week.
Can I give a quick shout out?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to my husband. It's our second wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
He's a new fan that I kind of dragged into literally watching all of the winners that were on this season to catch up. So I just want to say thank you for still loving me after watching this.
Yes, yes.
Hi, I'm Eduardo. I was wondering if you guys have any tips for people applying for new seasons on Survivor since they have, like, the add-up again.
Okay. So interestingly, Survivor casting, or that Jeff Probst had announced that they're actually going to push the filming of Survivor back because of everything that's going on with the coronavirus. So normally they film a season of Survivor in a couple of weeks. Usually they film one in March and they film one in May. They announced they're going to actually film Survivor 41 in the slot that they were going to film Survivor 42. So as of now, if everything goes according to their new schedule, they're planning on filming Survivor 41 after the filming of Survivor 40, which, you know, it's great that everybody is being safe with everything with the Survivor schedule. Actually, as a Survivor fan, I think this is actually good news in terms of the game, not to trivialize everything that's going on, but I feel like that with everything with the fire tokens, I know that they've said that the fire tokens are going to be a part of Survivor 41. I really would like to see the players on Survivor 41 really see how their everything on season 40 is going to play out, rather than see five episodes or six episodes of this season and then have to go in and then basically we as fans are like more, we know more about how the game works than the people that are playing in that new season. So maybe the door is open for potentially casting for into season 42. Nina, do you have any quick casting tips?
Be yourself. I mean, that's the biggest thing you can do is be yourself. Don't be fake. Just go out there and show them what you have.
Yeah, and come in hot.
Yeah, just be you. You have to be an extremely big version of yourself.
Yeah, catch their attention.
You're like Abby.
Yes,
and then you just be yourself.
Yes.
I mean, unless you're boring, don't be yourself.
If you're boring, then yeah.
Okay. This is true. Yeah, you're never going to make it.
You
got
to figure something
boring.
Else out. Could we? Who else? Shuby, you want to come up and say hi real quick? Everybody loves Shuby. He's here on This Week in Survivor. Okay, we'll just say hi. Brad. Give it up for Bradley. Shuby, how are you? Okay. Shuby, have you been inundated on your social media of people that have been loving your appearance on This Week in Survivor?
Wait, sorry, what?
Yeah. The people were so excited to hear from you on the Survivor podcast this week.
Oh, yeah, no, I love that, man. Thanks for having me. That was
yeah, you got it.
I did terrible on the quiz.
No, you're fine. You're fine. What'd you think of the episode tonight?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, I was pretty sad, actually, to see Rob go.
Yeah.
I actually thought, yeah, oh, thanks. I thought what was happening is like my prediction was at Tribal. I thought Adam or Rob specifically would be like telling the girls, let's just take out Ben.
Yeah.
Because Rob was going to pick it up.
Yeah.
I thought Ben was going. So it was pretty, I was sad because, you know, if you watch, Rob's just such a big part of Survivor. And it's fun to see him like operate in such an old school way.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about the season? I mean,
No, it's great. I mean, great. I love it. Yeah.
You love it. You love it. Okay. All right. Nicole, anything else that you want to say tonight?
It's just awesome watching the show live with everybody. The energy is amazing. And when someone gets voted off, everybody goes crazy.
Everybody goes crazy. Okay. So we, first off, I really want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I really, really appreciate it. This has been a really, really fun episode to get to talk about here with you. So if I could just share one last personal story tonight. This was a tough day in my family today because my grandmother, who had been in poor health for some time, actually passed away this afternoon. So yeah, she was 90. So it was not unexpected, but I just wanted to it meant so much to her that when I was on Survivor, and she really referred to herself at times as the famous grandmother. That was her claim to fame about my being on Survivor, and would tell her friends about how she was the famous grandmother. Because I was on Survivor, and that was all well and good until then. I played in season 6. Then the next season on Survivor, Johnny Fairplay came along, and then his grandmother became much more famous. And my grandmother said, like, oh, well, Johnny Fairplay, well, at least he talks about his grandmother. So I wanted to at least, make it about you tonight, Nana Josephine. So I just wanted to acknowledge her tonight. This was a really, really fun show. I want to thank everybody who was on the panel with us. I know it means a lot to everybody that you guys come out and talk with us about the episodes. We're going to have a Vesepia on the podcast on Thursday, then Lyrsa on the feedback show, and then Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz is going to be on This Week in Survivor. We are going to go across the street, if you're up for it, over to Big Wang's. things if you want to stick around and have a drink. Yeah, no, no, that's the name of the restaurant. It's not a joke. It's the name of the restaurant. Nina, anything else you want to share?
Do I have anything to share? Be happy, everybody. Be nice. Treat everybody with respect.
Yes.
Just live life to its fullest.
Yeah.
You know.
Shubi, anything else tonight?
Oh, I just get, yeah, these are sick. I love it. Yeah. I just love coming. I don't know what else to say.
Okay. And Nicole?
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on out. We really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. Surviving, no way to...